Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, September 23rd. U.S. equities were lower across the board this week, with the major averages posting a fifth decline in the past 6 weeks. The S&P was down by more than 4% for the third week over the same period, while the NASDAQ was off more than 5% for a second straight week. All sectors were down by at least 2%, while energy was the big decliner, off by 9%. Some of the week's worst performers included E&Ps, parcels and logistics, transports, money center and large cap banks, retail, home builders, solars, semis, mega cap tech, cloud and momentum software, airlines, travel and leisure, OTAs, machinery, and chemicals. There were a very few bright spots this week, though food, HPCs, and utilities were among the relative outperformers. Treasuries were sharply weaker with the curve flattening. The dollar index saw the biggest weekly rally since March of 2020 and also hit fresh 20-year highs. Gold ended the week down 2%. Bitcoin futures were down 4.9%. WTI crude was down 7.8% and back at pre-Russian invasion of Ukraine levels. The week's market sell-offs was driven by the Fed projected policy path adding support to its raise and hold mantra, a subsequent big backup in yields, and rising recessionary fears. This week saw the two-year Treasury yields rise above 4.25% to the highest level since 2007. The 10-year yield rose above 3.8% for the first time since 2010. The two-year 10-year spread of around minus 50 basis points was also the most negative since 1982. While the Fed raised rates by 75 basis points on Wednesday, as widely expected, dot plot takeaways leaned hawkish, with the median rate at 4.4% to end 2022, implying another 125 basis points of rate hikes over the final two meetings of the year, and a 4.6% terminal rate in 2023. Fed Chair Powell's comments also leaned hawkish, saying the dot plot was likely in a plausible path, while Powell also said that the chances of a soft landing are likely to diminish. Higher rates and tightening financial conditions drove a further deterioration in sentiment this week. Bank of America's bull and bear indicator fell back down to zero, with the team's analysts saying investor sentiment is unquestionably the worst at the GFC. Bullsin's latest AAII investor sentiment survey fell to 17.7%, in the week ended of September 21st from 26.1% in the prior week. This week's report marked the biggest sequential decline since early June, the lowest level since late April, and the 44th consecutive week below the 38% historical average. Bears jumped to 60.9% from 46%, leaving the bull-bear spread at minus 43.1% versus minus 19.9% in the prior week, which was worse than the lows seen during the dot-com bust and the pandemic, and not far off the minus 51.4% trough during the GFC. The weakest sentiment in years was about the only bullish narrative this week. JP Morgan's Marko Kalanovic this week suggested sentiment and positioning may be at its nadir, noting signs that revisions may be bottoming, while retail and institutional positioning remains very low, and longer-term inflation expectations continue to fall. JP Morgan also said household equity allocations fell back to 2018 levels, more than reversing post-pandemic increases, which they say limits any equity market downside from here. This week also saw rising risks around valuations and earnings. FT noted that U.S. real yields hit the highest level since 2011, which some strategists expect to further weigh on equity multiples, particularly in very expensive and unprofitable segments. Morgan Stanley's Michael Wilson continued to warn that consensus estimates are too high in the face of demand destruction and margin pressure. Goldman Sachs strategists also cut their 2022 S&P price target to 3,600, saying elevated recession odds add risk to corporate earnings, while also highlighting the risk between the recent dislocation between real yields and the S&P forward PE multiples. The dollar also remains a growing headwind, with the dollar index hitting the highest level since June of 2002 this week. Dollar strength was propelled by factors including a more hawkish Fed than expected and global growth concerns. The rally also came despite a BOJ intervention to keep the yen from weakening further against the dollar. Sterling weakness was the other big foreign exchange this week, falling to the lowest level against the dollar since 1985 on worries that tax cuts and energy subsidies would put the UK on an unstable fiscal path. A number of analysts warn the cycle of Fed hikes and stronger dollar may be pushing global currency markets toward the verge of breaking, adding to global recession fears. This week's corporate updates included FedEx announcing quarter one results in line with its September 15th pre-announcement, but also highlighting an accelerated plan to generate cost savings. The Wall Street Journal this week also reported that Meta, down 4%, is looking to cut costs by at least 10% and has started to nudge out staffers through department reorganizations, while GPS, down 7.1%, is also reportedly cutting 500 corporate jobs as it faces growing costs and weaker sales. Despite some of the recent profit warnings, most notably FedEx, and moves by companies to cut costs as the economy slows, not all the updates paint as dire a picture. Costco, down 7.5%, was lower despite better EPS and commentary that customers haven't been trading down amid price pressures. Adobe, down 5%, fell after its announced acquisition of Figma for $20 billion, though Takeaways noted that despite the steep price, it was a strategic move, putting the company in a stronger position in cloud software space. While Salesforce, down 3%, also offered a stronger, longer-term outlook. It was a busy week for geopolitical headlines, though from a market perspective, geopolitics in China were somewhat on the back burner. Russian President Putin authorized a partial mobilization of reservists to fight in Ukraine and hinted that Russia could use nuclear weapons if its territorial integrity is threatened. China COVID headlines were also better, with full reopening of city of Chengdu on Monday, though there are still questions about the country's recovery. Goldman Sachs this week cut its 2023 GDP forecast for China by 0.8 PP to 4.5%, citing weakness driven by COVID-zero policies being maintained at least through quarter one. In response to the weakening, the PBOC injected $13 billion into the banking system via reverse repos this week, the most since June. That's it for this edition of the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a great weekend, everyone.